This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
You know what you get when you play country music backwards, don't you? You get your dog back, you get your house back, you get your girl back. It's pretty good, huh? It's my favorite joke, actually. You know, it's easy to make fun of country music, but the fact is, it's an enormous business. It brings in billions of dollars a year. And if one music label CEO has his way, country might be on the leading edge of how money in all kinds of music is parceled out in the digital age. That CEO is Scott Borchetta. He runs the Big Machine Label Group. It's in Nashville, Tennessee. Scott, welcome to the program.
Great to be here.
How'd you get your start? How did it come to be that you're a country music impresario now, I think is the word I've heard used?
It was a beautiful accident. I grew up in Southern California, skate punk, motocross.
Wow. That's
racing.
Like as far from country music as you can get, man.
Oh, yeah.
And then you fast forward a couple of years, and in what, 2005, 2006, you started Big Machine, right?
September 1st, 2005.
I want to play the only Taylor Swift song, I'm ashamed to admit to you, that I know. But, you know, so long as I know one, I figure that's good for you.
Can fix that.
I want to play it, and then I want to ask you something. Here's a little bit.
She wears short skirts, I wear T-shirts. She's cheer captain, and I'm on the bleachers. Dreaming about the day when you wake up and find that what you're looking for has been here.
So this is a woman who eventually becomes the Country Music Association Artist of the Year. And I have to ask you, isn't that a little more pop than country? I mean, how do you figure out what country is?
It's whatever fans of country music listen to and like. So it's younger, it's youth. But if you go back over the years, and I'm just the current one in a long line of being considered trying to kill country music.
Yeah, well, you were actually called what? The Antichrist, right? You were called the Antichrist of country music.
Yeah, I'm sure. But if you go back, you know, Patsy Cline was taking bullets.
Really?
You know,
I love Patsy Cline.
Well, if you go back and read up, you'll see that her records were so pop sounding, and oh my gosh, this just can't happen. This can't be.
I walk for miles along.
And then you had Kenny Rogers, and then you had Shania Twain, and it's a big deal. You know what? It gives everybody something to talk about, something to write about. You know, our entire goal is to make something that moves you. And I don't think anybody can argue with the fact that Taylor moves you. Now, if you don't want to consider it country, I really don't care. That means nothing to me.
Is that not blasphemy, though, in Nashville? I mean, do people cross the side of the street to not walk next to you because of that?
Well, you know what? We've been so blessed at the Big Machine Label Group. We got people crawling over the wall to get in, so I don't feel it.
This deal you guys did with Clear Channel over the summer, which is being talked about as sort of a new paradigm for digital music. It's all about royalties and payments, right, for both regular radio and online performance, digital performance. What exactly, what did it do?
Reba McEntire, who does not write her own music, now she will get paid for songs that she's been performing for years.
We're at a crossroads here.
When you say digital radio, to be clear, you're talking internet streaming and online performance, right, online radio?
Correct.
I'm going to guess you don't care where the music plays, right? You're not wrapped up in, oh, it's got to be on the radio or it's got to be online. You want it out there so people can hear it.
Yeah, well, radio is still the number one place for discovery. It's just not the only place. So we want to be everywhere.
So what's next for Big Machine?
A lot. We're probably on the eve of another announcement of a major broadcast company joining us in the performance rights world. We've got an amazing new Taylor album coming out on October 22nd. We are working on all kinds of amazing things for 2013. So we should probably set a date to talk again in January because
there's
some amazing things coming your way.
Scott Borchetta is the president, founder, and CEO of Big Machine Label Group out of Nashville, Tennessee. Scott, thanks a lot.
Thank you.